As we remember the dark years of the First World War a century ago, one fascinating chapter of history has received little attention. The fate of 65,000 American men who applied for conscientious objector status because they opposed war on moral grounds. Historian Scott Bennett edited Anti-War Dissent and Peace Activism in World War I America.
I wasn't particularly interested in pacifism when I first started working on this project. I always believed that pacifism and nonviolence, in fact, were quite irrelevant and simply didn't have the kind of the realism to confront the very difficult problems and conflicts in the world. But as I began to read a little bit, I realized that these radical pacifist groups believed in using active types of nonviolence and active types of nonviolent resistance to confront conflict and aggression and dictatorships and so on. So that's the point that it began to really interest me.
By any measure, World War I was an unmitigated human catastrophe. An estimated 16 million soldiers and civilians died on and around the bloody battlefields of Europe. Some of the fallen combatants could not be identified, and their gravestones bear the phrase, "A soldier of the Great War, known unto God." Of the survivors, some were emotionally devastated by shell shock, a condition known today as post-traumatic stress. The story of war-weary soldiers was dramatized in the 1930 Academy Award-winning film, All Quiet on the Western Front.
I'll tell you how it should all be done. Whenever there's a big war coming on, you should rope off a big field
and sell tickets.
Yeah. And on the big day, you should take all the kings and their cabinets and their generals, put them in the center dressed in their underpants, and let them fight it out with clubs. The best country wins.
The Great War introduced the age of industrialized slaughter. For the first time, bombs were dropped from a new technology known as airplanes. A rapid-fire weapon called the machine gun, capable of mowing down entire columns of people in seconds, was deployed on a mass scale. And World War I initiated the modern era of chemical warfare through use of an agent known as mustard gas, which produced bleeding in the respiratory system and large blisters on skin that were so painful they could not be bandaged or touched. Scott Bennett.
The war began in August 1914. And so from August 1914 until April 1917...